Good morning, John. My name is Rick Hindley. I'm Executive Director of AluPro, the Aluminium Packaging Recycling Organisation.
And hi, John. I'm Chris Latham Ward, EveryCan Counts Program Manager.
Okay, so first of all, let's talk a bit about EveryCan Counts. Tell me a bit about that. What's that all about?
So, EveryCan Counts is a not-for-profit communications program funded by the drink can industry. And we work across the UK and also across Europe, basically encouraging people to recycle their empty drink cans. So, our vision is for a 100% recycling rate for drink cans, and that's what we're working towards.
Okay, and can the drinks can be recycled, every drinks can indefinitely again and again and again, or is there like a limit when it reaches the end of its life?
It absolutely can be endlessly recycled, sorry. And yeah, this is what we're trying to raise awareness of. So we did some consumer research last year and found that 69% of people in the UK were unaware that drink cans are endlessly recyclable. So what we want to do is get people engaged and get them aware that a can can be recycled an infinite number of times.
Absolutely. And Rick, we've seen a massive increase in the last year in the amount of recycling really across the board. And four out of five drink cans sold in the UK last year, 2020, were recycled. Do you think that's a result of the lockdown and people maybe being at home more, easier to recycle things when you're at home, sort of thing?
Absolutely, John. I think we obviously 2020 was a very unusual year for many reasons. But with everybody at home, basically the hospitality sector closed down. People were buying more products. So from an aluminium can point of view, they were buying multi-packs of beer or soft drinks to consume at home, which is obviously really positive. So we saw a record-breaking growth in sales. But the really impressive thing is that people then thought about what they were going to do with those empty cans and put them into their recycling. And so we saw a record jump in recycling levels. And as you say, four out of five or 82% of all aluminium drinks cans sold last year were put out for recycling. So definitely a positive impact of COVID, people being at home, doing the right thing. And it's easy when you're at home.
Absolutely. I was going to say it's easier. You're at home, you use a drinks can and you put the can in a recycling bin. It's really simple. But if you're, going out and more people are doing that now, obviously the weather's getting nicer, restrictions are easing. If you're out and about going to a park for a picnic, it's harder really, isn't it, I suppose, to recycle, isn't it?
Well, you might think so, but there's a bit of personal responsibility comes into play here. And we have seen some pretty shameful sights, haven't we, over the last few weeks and certainly last year with littering in parks and when people are gathering, et cetera, et cetera. But really, there's no excuse. And I think there's a couple of options here. You can look for the recycling bins and hands up. Some areas don't have separate recycling bins for packaging. You consume on the go. But more and more places do, and that's one of the things we're calling for is local authorities to put out more separate recycling bins for drinks cans, and the Every Can Counts program helps to support that. But equally, it's not that difficult, is it? I mean, a can isn't very big. If you crush it, take it home with you, put it in your recycling bin at home, and it will be recycled. It will go back into the recycling loop. So there's a bit of personal responsibility we all need to take here.
And Chris, I mean, people's behaviour, I suppose, it comes into play here. People's sort of attitude, it's like they don't want to carry a can home with them. Maybe, I don't know, a bit of laziness on some people's parts. How do we change behaviour and attitudes, do you think?
Yeah, so I mean, there's two key ways that EveryCan Counts addresses this problem. So the first is making it easier to recycle, as Rick alluded to. It's about making sure facilities are in place so that people can find a recycling bin when they need one. And EveryCan Counts works with workplaces to improve workplace recycling, but also on streets, at festivals, events, we try to make it easy to recycle wherever you are. But the second part is also raising awareness of the benefits of recycling, which is again what we do. So whether that's shouting about the infinite recyclability of cans or the fact that every can recycled reduces the carbon footprint of the next one made, we want people to be aware of the benefits of doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And not just that, our parks and beaches and things like that, they're going to look a lot nicer if we don't leave litter, if you look at it from that angle as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no losers in this situation. If we all recycle, then the world's a better place.
Yeah, there you go. But really impressive figures, Rick, in can recycling. And Does it worry you that, you know, we're going to see that sort of decline in recycling then, you know, for reasons that we may have mentioned, in sort of as we come out of lockdown and get back to normal?
Yes, we are concerned. But I think that's where it's really important that people now, I mean, we read it every day and we hear it on the news. People are more aware of the environment that's around them now. Mm. Whilst we've been locked at home, people have been getting out and about. They've been going out for walks and things like that. So I actually think that we have a window of opportunity. People's awareness has improved, and that people are wanting to know what they can do, what positive steps they can do to make a difference to our planet effectively. And whilst the impact of recycling can globally is not that great, it's one simple thing that we can all do to make a difference. And so it's not that difficult. We can assure everybody that if they put their can into their recycling bin, it will be recycled and it can be back on that same supermarket shelf within as little as six weeks. So it's a great story. We can do our bit, but we need your listeners to do their bit. Mm.
It's just a case, isn't it, of everyone doing small thing, recycling their can, and if everyone does that, it's kind of power in numbers, you know, that's going to make a massive difference collectively.
Absolutely. And I think we're talking about cans here, but we mustn't forget all of the other items that we can recycle, the other aluminium items, which you might not think about every day. So foil trays that you use for quiches, ready meals, that type of thing. Again, we've seen more and more of those consumed in the last 12 months than previously because of people being at home and not being able to go out for a meal. They are infinitely recyclable. They should be in your recycling bin too. But equally, aerosols, often something which is forgotten about. So your aerosols, deodorant sprays, hairsprays, they are infinitely recyclable too. Don't put them in your bathroom bin. Take them down and put them in your recycling bin downstairs. So all of these things make a difference and something that we can all do.
Okay, yes, that's very important as well to kind of educate people. And do you work with sort of schools, colleges and things like that?
Absolutely, we do, not just around cans, but we also do, we provide free education resources for schools to teach children about the importance of recycling. And just last year, we launched a competition for primary schools, which was to encourage them not just to recycle aluminium, but to recycle everything. But through the Every Can Counts programme, schools can register to get free collection bins, as Chris has already mentioned, and posters and all sorts of stuff like that to make collection easier and to give. So again, there's really no excuse not for doing it, for not doing this, because everything is free.
We've got a website, everycancounts.co.uk. And we're also active on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If one of the key things to do is to go to our website and have a look at the support we provide, because we do offer free recycling materials and support to businesses and organisations around the UK.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Brilliant. Thanks, John. John.